Mitch Vingel, veteran columnist, beat writer, has covered West Virginia and the Big 12 for years. Mitch, as always, I want to say thank you for joining us, and an early happy Thanksgiving to you and your family as well.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving to you as well. It's having my daughter fly in for the holiday, so I'm excited about that and ready to go get some turkey.
As far as West Virginia, you know, it's interesting, and it's easy to just get caught up in the Big Four with Alabama, Clemson, Notre Dame, and Michigan. But this West Virginia story is really intriguing, and I like the I read the article about Will Grier in Sports Illustrated a couple of weeks back, and fascinated by, you know, his path. You know, he was the starting quarterback with Florida. He takes an over the counter, a supplement that is a banned thing, but, you know, he didn't see it on the list, but he didn't realize the, you know, generic or whatever. But the bottom line is his days when Jim McElwain was head coach at Florida, that terminates, so he ends up at West Virginia, but he's having an outstanding campaign. He has West Virginia certainly right there in the hunt. And he's married and has a kid already. So, but it's just a great story, student athlete, but also juggling family life as well.
Yeah, and he's just a very mature kid, and everybody around the WU football team just loves him. And I mean, as soon as he stepped on campus, he was the leader, and the kids are really rallying around him. And last year, we saw when he went down with a broken finger, West Virginia's season was broken. I mean, it was you just saw the immediate nosedive. This kid is just special, and so we'll see. So far, except for the Iowa State game, so good for West Virginia. And if they just keep winning, I mean, they're going to be right there for the people have counted them out for the college football playoff. But if they win today, if they beat Oklahoma and then turn around and beat Oklahoma again in the championship, they're going to have to take a look at this team.
Well, and you bring up the fact that, and everybody's talking about the potential West Virginia, Oklahoma the day after Thanksgiving, and then, oh, by the way, seeing each other again for the Big 12 title game. It really depends. You know, we have a big game today with Texas hosting Iowa State. Mm-hmm. If Texas wins that game, it would not be necessarily a rematch of if West Virginia beats Oklahoma. It would be West Virginia taking on Texas.
That's right.
But so you've got... It comes down to the four teams, and two of these four are going to play each other because, unlike the other four conferences from the Power Five, Big 12, they have the whole round robin. They play everybody in the conference. The top two teams with the best conference record will play each other. But right now, Oklahoma, West Virginia, they're at the top with 6-1 conference marks. Texas and Iowa State, one game behind at 5-2. So this will be a fun weekend, and that's why I have the Big 12 circled this weekend, keeping it, you know, keeping up with it.
Yeah, that Iowa State Texas, it's like a knockout scenario for one of them.
Yeah, who would ever thought, you know, Iowa State, the Cyclones, the job that Coach Campbell is doing for them is just absolutely amazing. And, you know, even top to bottom, I mean, Kansas has been a little bit of a surprise. The fact that they're already at three wins this year, they've won a conference game. You know, even the worst team in the Big 12 has actually not played like an awful team, per se.
Yeah, and like you said, you pointed out Iowa State. I don't know if you saw that game when they played West Virginia, but they had the Mountaineers on the ropes the whole way. I mean, they were after Grier all day, and really, I've not seen him be shaken up, but he was in that game as far as the rush and trying to hold up against it.
But we saw a little bit of this last year with Iowa State, because Iowa State, you know, pulls those surprises, and that's what I really love about this team. You know, maybe from a consistency standpoint, they can't do it week in and week out, but just like we saw last year, you know, pulling the big shocker when they beat Oklahoma, for example.
Yeah. I mean, it's a crazy conference, and like you pointed out, it is neat that each of the teams do get to play once, and you really do kind of have a true champion. I know they people get the Big 12 a little bit of grief on that, but it is neat that you go through, you know exactly where everybody stands.
you know, if, I guess from the Big 12 standpoint, from the commissioner's standpoint, are they kind of hoping that Iowa State takes care of business today against Texas? That way they can get the rematch of West Virginia and Oklahoma if West Virginia wins today? Because to me, it's probably the best opportunity, not unless Oklahoma just wins out, for the team from Big 12 being one of the four college football playoff teams.
Yeah, I would think that they – I would think their dream scenario would be for Oklahoma just to win out and have a chance at that college football playoff. But it doesn't look very good for any of the Big 12 teams right now. But then it looks like the college football playoff, I mean, let's face it, they're going with that, you know, what their eyes tell them. And it's analytics has kind of been out the window this year.
Well, and here's the thing. We'll find out more on the field next week on the Friday after Thanksgiving when West Virginia takes on Oklahoma. But when you look at the season to this point through these first 10 games, the fact that West Virginia, to me, looks like the more complete team of any of the teams as far as the Big 12. I mean, Oklahoma just plays no defense whatsoever. At least West Virginia can bring in an offense and defense.
Right. And the defense will be key today. I mean, it has to hold up against this Oklahoma State team. You know, we've seen this West Virginia defense was just flat out terrible last year. And this year they're showing signs of life, but they're sort of like that dam that you're always waiting for it to break. If you watch them, they give up a lot of yards and so forth, but you know, the scoring has been kept down, and that's a dream for Dana Holgorsen, because his offense is, he's got all kind of weapons in that offense.
You know, it's interesting when we look at the Big 12, you know, one of the teams that's not in this conversation we're talking about is a TCU team that we've kind of grown accustomed to talking about. But, you know, if we go back to, you know, when their non-conference matchup with Ohio State, they were looking good there until they fell apart in the third quarter against Ohio State. But so far this year, only 4-6 overall, 2-5 in conference play. What has happened to them?
They've had a lot of injuries, I think, because West Virginia played them last week. And, you know, I saw kind of up close, I think they've had like 20 injuries. I think 7 of their safeties have been injured. So they're just kind of trying to finish out the season at this point.
You know, the strange thing is they lose back-to-back weeks. They lose to Ohio State and then lose to Texas, but then managed to beat Iowa State at the end of September. So, strange things in the Big 12, that's for sure. As far as your thoughts about West Virginia, I mean, how do you see this playing out over the next couple of weeks?
Well, you know, I've told a lot of people, I said, you know, this has to be West Virginia's year. I mean, they've got that quarterback. This one scares me a little bit, West Virginia playing at Oklahoma State.
I agree.
You know, that's going to be a shootout, and when those happen, you know, you're not always going to get the result like West Virginia did against Texas with that pinpoint touchdown pass from Greer to Jennings. You're not always going to get that. So, if they can get past this, then they have Oklahoma at home. And I said, you know what, you've got Will Greer in place. You've got David Sills and Jennings. You've got the offense. If you're not going to do it this year, you're never going to do it, because everything's in place this year.
Totally, totally agree with you. Mitch, I want to thank you for taking time out with us this morning. Before we let you go, remind the listeners how they can keep up with your coverage of West Virginia, the Big 12, college football as well.
Well, I'm writing a blog these days. I've moved out, and so I'm at Wheelhouse Creative. You could follow me on Twitter, at Mitch Vingel, and I put it up there. That's probably the easiest way, but I'm at Wheelhouse Creative, write a blog every Monday, go to the blog, read about the Mountaineers, and check out Wheelhouse.